from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This is what being on a roll is all about. When you are sitting at home, maybe you went to the ballpark just to get in a little cage work, but you get to sit around last night and watch whatever it is you watch if you're the Astros, other baseball teams, College World Series, Stanley Cup Finals, and you're just sitting around and you check your phone and you're like, hey, we didn't even do anything today, and we picked up a half a game in the standings. Seth, have you heard the good news? The Astros are only 5.5 back in the AL West right now, and they got there by doing absolutely nothing last night.
Yeah. That's compounding interest is what that is. That's the way
yes.
it works.
Yeah.
When you you just sit back and let it compound. Mm-hmm. That's the way I understand it.
Yep.
That's do nothing at all and make money.
It's great.
That's the lesson I took from all my finance classes, and I just haven't checked anything in a long time.
Right. Now
I just trust that it's all going according to plan.
It's sure it's going fine. Yeah. Now when you're 38 and 40. And you're doing that, it's kind of like you're sitting in like a bit of a rundown apartment watching your interest compound. It'd be nicer if you had a better record and you're sitting in a big home.
Why are all these creditors calling?
Right.
I'm clearly compounding interest right here.
Right. All season long, the creditors are calling, and this is the one day you check your 401k, and you're like, hey, I'm up a couple foul, huh?
Listen, creditor, I don't know if you understand interest rate spreads. But you're charging me 20%, but I'm gaining a half ground a day in the standings on the other side of things, okay?
That's
everything's
right.
going to be just fine.
We celebrate the little things, man. And the Astros, if you're just waking up this morning, they got a favor by an old friend, Seth. Philip Maton got the win last night. Came in and got four outs late in the game for the Rays. And they beat the Mariners last night, 4-3.
Good, good, good. So the locker room is safe in there. No Phil Maton going to be breaking his hand on other
No, not last night at least. Yeah, so the their playoff chances remain the same at 44.2%, the Astros, which I think is what it was yesterday when we woke up. Mm-hmm. And their World Series chances have gone slightly down. So other things going on around baseball. But anyways, good luck continues. And the best story, the best part of this story is they have the Colorado Rockies coming to town for a couple games. So that's good.
The right now the Astros are in sixth in the AL, Sean, in terms of total overall record.
That can't be.
Seems like that was it is according to the wild card standing. Oh no!
You're missing the wild card standings. You're missing the first three teams.
The first three teams, right? No, so in the wild card standings, that's gotcha. There's six back in the wild card standings. Okay. They're 4.5 behind Baltimore.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay. Yeah. 4.5 behind Baltimore, or 4.5 behind. But Baltimore's the top wild card team right now. I just want to make sure we're giving proper information out to the audience here. That's all. The Astros right now in the wild card standings are, let's see, they are, they're 4.5 back of the Red Sox. So it goes Baltimore, who is, Baltimore is 6.5 ahead of the Red Sox.
I got you.
Then the Twins, and then the Red Sox are the sixth place team right now. So they've got Kansas City, Tampa Bay, and those are the teams in between them and the wild card. So they
I'm so unaccustomed to looking at wild card standings. I got to tell you, honestly, they got a whole plus minus thing going here. I'm like the rich girl who all of a sudden lost her daddy's support, and I'm trying to figure out how anybody pays for blueberries these days at these prices. Damn it.
All right.
4.5 games back from the Red Sox.
From the Red Sox. It's cool. And four games back in the Mariners in the loss column. The bottom line is this is a good morning to be an Astros fan. They picked up a little ground last night.
Yeah, I think that I was trying to gain perspective on things yesterday, and I was thinking about just all of the things that in the moment you know are happening, and there are valid reasons for why you're sucking, and yet it's just hard to keep the long term perspective in mind. And the fact that the pitching was just so atrocious in the first month of the season, just god-awful, and has rectified itself despite losing multiple starters and having other guys like Verlander on the IL and everything else, there are a lot of reasons, aside from just being a prisoner of this moment, to be optimistic about the second part of the season coming up here.
Yeah, they've been, since that 7-19 start, they've been a decent baseball team. That's the biggest thing to me. Like, if you sometimes people chop the season into chunks for convenience sake, like, oh, but look at this piece right here. Oh, and against these teams, they did this. And the fact of the matter is, like, over the, if two things. Since the 7-19 start, and when they don't have Jose Abreu in the lineup as this gigantic meatball sitting there that doesn't allow Espada any sort of lineup flexibility, you got to play him at first base. You've got to bat him seventh or eighth in the lineup. And, oh, by the way, management is making you do this. Like, you have to – not only that, when he plays, he's of this huge weight. But they're making you...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Play him. That's not, that dynamic doesn't exist anymore. So that was the thing. To me, Seth, the lineups this weekend against the Orioles, kind of the cool thing, and I know Espada talked about that, about the lineups being a little more flexible and versatile, athletic, all those things, is when you've got Loperfido and Dubon in the lineup,
yeah,
they can
yeah.
play a bunch of different positions, and it allows you not only day-to-day, but in-game to do some things that allow you, it makes you a much more malleable and adaptable team when you've got guys like that in the lineup, as opposed to a guy who can't hit and can only play first base, you know?
Right, right, yeah. And then aside from that, too, just with the rules changes, small ball and athleticism and everything else is just more, it's more at a premium now again than it had been before. And you see with the athleticism out there and the ability they're able to create runs at times, they're just, I mean, Abreu's, aside from not getting on base, when he did get on base, he was an absolute zero. That's where Abreu was a double whammy in a lot of ways in terms of it being old school versus new school, and it was bad enough just in that, like, yeah, look at him mash RBIs. It was also that, yeah, but man, speed is at a higher demand now mm-hmm. than it used to be. And he was just such a drain in so many ways on anything and everything that you would want to do with a lineup or a baseball team that it does. It frees Espada up to do things a little differently.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, now the thing that I've like one eye on down the road that I'm concerned about, but I'm kind of treating it as this thing that I'm dreading. Like 2 weeks, yeah. And I don't know what it would be, but maybe like doing my taxes, or which I've done already. I know it's June, or you know, just some meeting that you have in a few weeks, or a family reunion you don't want to go to, like in 2 weeks. That's kind of what the pitching staff is right now for me. I'm really enjoying this period where baseball seems to have given the Astros a day off every three mm-hmm. days for like the last month, and it's like, what lack of depth in the rotation? They've got 2 days off this week. They're going to be just fine. They have a stretch coming up after this next day off. The next day off they have is Thursday. They play two games against the Rockies and then get to rest again on Thursday this week. And it is weird. Like, the Mariners have played three more games than the Astros right now, and I feel like it's because the Astros have had all these days off. It's not because of rainouts. So starting next week, they've got a stretch where they play like 2 weeks in a row without a day off. And Verlander still has a neck issue, which he hasn't even started throwing from yet.
Right.
Spencer Arrighetti has proven to be reliable at times, which I guess by definition doesn't make you reliable if it's only at times. And then you're asking, by definition, you're asking for Hunter Brown, Framber Valdez, and Ronel Blanco to be almost perfect if you're going to hang in this race right now. So that's the part that has me a little bit concerned, is there's this patch of schedule coming up where they have a bunch of days in a row, and even a solution like Jake Bloss isn't available because he's on the IL right now. You know, like, I don't know. You're talking about, they're almost guaranteed, unless they make a trade, you're almost guaranteed at least a couple of games in there if Verlander doesn't come back soon. Yeah. Of Sugarland guys.
And the problem is, and just remember, yeah, they actually chose to call up Jake Bloss over the Sugarland guys.
Right.
So you chose to bring a guy who's been a professional baseball player for less than a year and wasn't even in spring training up over the Sugarland guys. That shows you the severity of the situation, mm-hmm. I guess. And I guess some of the alternatives that don't involve bringing guys in are basically bullpen days. Which, you know, okay, you have Sean Dubin is go 50, 60 pitches or what have you, as it's one of the things Dana Brown suggested.
Yeah.
I guess some of that just relies upon, man, can Framber and Blanco really stretch it out? You can't go into a game needing a complete game out of Framber in June. And yet, it sure would be nice.
Yeah. Fortunately, the bullpen's been better. That's the other thing, like, lurking around the corner. Like, think of the names we're using here. Like, these aren't tried and true MLB workhorses.
Well, right. No, and again, yeah, the bullpen's been good, except you're talking about 2 weeks with no days off.
Yep.
So, like, to have a bullpen day, it can really...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a risky move that can really go sideways on you. You might get some short-term results out of it. The one thing, too, is that the strength of schedule favors the Astros right now.
Ooh.
Well, in some respects. If you ignore the wild card race altogether or the other people in the division, the Astros have the 27th easiest remaining strength of schedule.
Okay.
The problem is the Mariners have the... the Astros have the 27th hardest, so fourth easiest remaining strength of schedule. The Mariners have the second easiest remaining strength.
Yeah, that's probably a function of them being in a really crappy division, you know,
yeah.
Like both those. You know, because my guess is that the two of them are playing the A's and the Angels and the Rangers a lot.
Yankees and Baltimore and the Yankees only have the 20th and the 21st hardest schedules remaining.
Now, that's a little surprising because that division is actually decent. But, that's good news. That's good news. The Astros have actually feasted pretty decently on bad teams this year. All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. A lot to get to on the show today. If you want to weigh in on the text page, 713-572-4610. Case Keenum had his camp this weekend. He is one guy that can vouch for Stephon Diggs with first-person experience with him. He did just that. You'll want to hear what Case Keenum has to say about Stephon Diggs. And the wide receiver drama amps up. You were worried about drama with Diggs? Be glad you're not this team right now. We'll tell you who that is coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.